today, we have a tip that I would call an anti-tip, but sure. You promise me that it's a tip. So let us in.
It is a tip. Here's the tip. Tippendales, so many times saying tip. That's crazy.
Tip counter.
Tip. If you are a person who has a dishwasher, you might not be a person who also has a dish drying rack. I am one of those people. So there are things that I can't put in my dishwasher that I have to dry by hand. And I end up putting them, like I put pots or like frying pans that I can't put in the dishwasher, like on my stove sometimes after I like hand dry them off. And, you know, it can get annoying to then like just have stuff strewn about my kitchen. And so the tip of the day is, in the instance where your dishwasher is empty and you are hand washing stuff, open the dishwasher and use it as a drying rack. I do this infrequently, but it is a game changer when it works. And it is truly great because then I don't just have like random cups that can't go in the dishwasher strewn around my kitchen on top of paper towels while they dry upside down or whatever. That's the tip of the day. Not an anti-tip, but a very specific tip that's very useful when it happens.
I don't disagree that this is a good option. I will caution. Just remember that you put them in there because it's easy to forget and then you're going to be
confused.
Don't
close it back up.
Yeah.
Leave it open.
Yeah. And also, while you're at it, I recommend one of those slider pieces that you can say dirty or clean. So
that's nice.
It's the best. And then I have a second recommendation. Apparently, I love dish drying. As the Tippendales know, I moved into a new apartment and I didn't bring my standard size dish dryer. I got a smaller one because I realized it was taking up too much space in my old apartment, and I live in New York City and it's really cute and small, and it reminds me that when something's dry, quickly put it away.
Get out of there.
Get it out of there.
That's a good
and
tip.
You, Tippendales, get out of here. Have a great day. We're back tomorrow.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.